Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body, and boy, have we got a show for you today. I'm very excited about bringing our guest who is going to talk about his transformative experience, his life experience that transformed him, and I think it's very timely with what the world is going through right now. So before we get started, it's time for our philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, you guys have heard me talk a lot about the mighty I am, our I am consciousness, which is our higher self, our presence, our higher power, whatever you want to call it. And we've been talking about where it's located, and it's located above us and in our heart, and it guides us and it speaks to us, and we need to get out of the way so that we can listen to what it has to say. So that is our philosophy tip of the day. This comes from the Saint Germain Foundation, who talks about the I am presence, and they have to say here that the I am consciousness is the wisdom that knows what is required. Know always that I am the controlling, governing presence of this meeting or situation. So the I am consciousness, your mighty I am presence, always knows what is required. And if you let go and release the human outer, the ego, you can let it come through and fulfill and show you your path. Fulfill your needs and show you your path. And our guest today did this in a huge way. He is Jerry Winstrom. Now, he was a very, well, he still is a fabulous artist, but he was living in New York. He was painting like crazy. He's very successful. They were even doing a documentary about him. His work is fabulous. You all have to check it out. But he wrote a book called The Inspired Heart, which is an artist's journey of transformation. And this is his story of how he managed to let go of everything. So at the age of 29, he abandoned what he knew and embarked on a journey of personal transformation. He destroyed all of his art, gave away all his possessions and money, and began a life of what he calls the unconditional trust. So he trusted in his I am, or his higher power. He lived for 15 years trusting in his own inner guidance and the earth's bounty to provide for his basic needs. Welcome, Jerry. Great to
Thank
have you.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you very much.
Okay, I've got to ask a question that I'm sure a lot of people are dying to know, and that is, when you were so successful, and they're even going to do a documentary about you, why in the world would you do that?
Well, I feel like in many ways, Ramakrishna says, when you take a boat across the river and you reach the other side, you don't drag it over the land with you. And I felt my art in the way I was doing it with my limited belief system and everything that was going on with the art world at that time, I felt like it was a vehicle in that form that took me as far as I could go. And at some level, as an artist, I think many artists can identify with this. You know, you take a risk in doing a creation, and you may destroy what you actually created, or your sort of own status quo, But in taking that risk, something inspired will come through. And having that template so sort of honed in my creative process, I felt like now I felt my life required that kind of risk. And it was just the combination of both, you know, it was a terrifying possibility to let it all go, but it also felt incredibly inspiring and like I was giving myself to something larger. And it turned out to be the most important thing I've ever done with my life.
Wow, that's great. I love in your book, I'm going to quote what you said here in your book. It's on page 4. My personal struggle was entwined with the unspoken collective agreements woven into the fabric of our Western culture. We collectively agree on what is real. Intelligent inquiry into the nature of reality is acceptable, safe, and reasonable. It does not go beyond the known boundaries where it could enter into the realm of original creation. To remain a citizen in the known and acceptable world, we cannot risk going beyond those boundaries. If we do, then we are in unknown territory, and the risk is our own. Should the risk succeed in bringing through a new reality, then a seasonal process begins that allows the new reality to take shape in the world. Seasoning sacrifices and builds on the integrity of a new reality so that it will have an organic resonance in the hearts of individuals. As it begins to enter the collective heart, it slowly becomes a complete and recognizable expression in the world. So I think basically what you're saying here is as we transform ourselves, we also are transforming other people.
Yes, but I think other people can't necessarily be our intent. I mean, I think it comes down to individuality. I mean, we all do what we do to be individuals, and yet to really sort of give ourselves to, you know, what our life can be, having to do with our collection of possibilities and experiences, I think that's often very terrifying for most of us. And original creation comes out of sort of not having any reference point to the world or to what has been done before us. And I think any path worth its salt will take us to the place where we have to go through this sort of metaphoric dying in order to allow something completely unknown to be born. And that is what is so terrifying, is it's indistinguishable from literal death because it's the death of everything that we know. And I think, you know, that is our own, that's our birthright, and it's our own individual expression that will find its way in the world and somehow touch the world. And we all have the potential to become that and to offer that.
Right. Now, it is very terrifying for a lot of people. I mean, right now, a lot of people since 2007 and 2008, a lot of people have lost a lot of their material belongings, the things that they identified with, and they're seeing themselves having to start over again, and they're not really sure which direction to go into. And that kind of a loss can either take you into victimization or it can take you into a different reality, a new way of seeing things. And if you can step out of it and take it for what it is, then the world opens up to you. It becomes an oyster, and you can do, it's like the oyster, you know, you can do whatever you want, right? So,
yeah.
And so if we can get through the fear, then, and move above it and beyond it, then we can get it. We can get the direction. And if we let our higher power, our I Am presence come in and guide us, then we can get it, and we move on, and we evolve.
And yes, by us, I mean, I think the bottom line is we all have to know that we're in the best seat in the house for our lives, and the next moment offers the possibility for that next miraculous possibility to come through. And I think that's often the hardest place to inhabit, is the unknowing of our own individual journey. I mean, sometimes we don't see, in a sense, the forest through the trees. We don't think that where we are with all of, however difficult, whether we're have children or we're in a difficult marriage or we're not married or alone, I think to know that this is the most perfect place for us to grow and evolve. And I think it really does start there. I mean, that's where any radical transformation starts, by fully accepting the moment we are in. And that's often the hard place.
Right, right. And then you come from a sense of grace. and you learn to accept it. This is all very interesting. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to hear some stories about what Jerry went through when he was going through his, I call it a renunciation. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this?
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ 1230 AM and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We are here with Jerry Winstrom, and we're talking about his transformation that he went through when he became what I consider to be a renunciate. I don't know if you'd call yourself that, Jerry, during that time you were doing that, but is that what you would call what you did?
Well, I didn't have a label. I wasn't part of any particular religious order. I just was following my heart and the moment, and it felt like a creative journey I was on. Mm-hmm. I mean, naming it wasn't for somehow that important to me. So I don't know what I called it. I just kept on going with what I felt was the inspired next moment.
Okay, that's good. And so you decided while you were going on this journey to help people. And we were talking about fear before the break. And Now, I want you to tell a story about the Superman brand raisins and, and the gang members. And, you know, so that the listeners have an idea about some of the fear, but how you transmuted that.
Yes. Well, let me first say I didn't set out to help people. I mean, I didn't sit and make a decision. I feel like when we are just fully inhabit the moment in the way that it calls for, in the way that you described earlier about knows what is required, I think everything comes more alive. Everything and everyone benefits. So it's, you know, it wasn't some kind of altruistic choice I made. It was just being fully present in my own life. But the story with the Superman raisins, when I gave everything I owned away, I gave all my money away, I gave all my possessions away, and I fasted. When I didn't have food, I fasted. When I had food, I ate. It was really that terrifyingly simple at times. Mm-hmm. And so after fasting for several days, I went for a walk. And it was late at night. I would go for walks at any hour of the day or night. And I walked by the YMCA, and there was a gang sitting out on the stoop. And as I walked by, one person got up and came over and says, got a cigarette? And I said, no, I'm sorry, I don't smoke, and continued walking. And I was partway down the block, and he calls me back. Hey, come back here. And so it was this kind of a scary moment, but part of what I did was I didn't ask for that moment, but here it was, and I refused to be afraid. And so I said, okay, I turned around and I went back. And when I got back, he had a cigarette between his teeth, and he said, got a match? And I said, no, sorry. And I kept walking, and I was even further down the block when he says, hey, come back here. So I turned again and I walked back. And he said, what do you have? And so the only thing I had in my pockets was several boxes of these little Superman brand raisins that I used to give to the neighborhood children. They all knew me, and they'd come running when they saw me. And so I set a box of raisins down in front of several of the people sitting on the step. There were also some women in the group that clearly the men were trying to impress by giving me a hard time. Mm-hmm. And I continued walking. And as I was further down the block, I hear the raisins hit the street beside me. And now in an angry voice, this ringleader calls me back, says, hey, get back here. So I once again turn and I walk back. And this time the group surrounds me and the women continue sitting on the stoop. And right in my face, very angry and aggressive, their leader says, who do you think you are giving me these raisins? And just very aggressively. And it was an interesting moment. I grew up in a poor, mostly black neighborhood where we were the minority. And I had a love for black culture. This was a gang of young black kids. And I just was able to access that love and that history. And coming from that place of just really deeply feeling, you know, the suffering and understanding the reality of these young men, I came from a place, and it wasn't so much what I said as much as it was the place I was coming from, which was a place of really loving and caring about these guys. I simply said I was just trying to be kind. And I think that moment, the leader sort of fumbled his words, and the women jumped up and they surrounded me and pushed the men away. And they said, you be on your way now. They don't mean you no harm. And, you know, as I was walking away, I looked at the ringleader and I just saw this look of pain run across his face, like he had blown it. You know, the women he was trying to impress had defected and come over to my side. And I think, you know, it's just the nature of, I think within any moment, that's what I said earlier about the best seat in the house. You know, the salvation of the moment is within the experience, no matter what it is. And, you know, and that was one of the things I was giving myself to, is everything. I had a personal mantra. There's either a God of everything or a God of nothing. And what I have found is that there is that magic in everything. And it's not like it's not risky and dangerous, because things can go terribly wrong if we're egotistical or arrogant, or we get aggressive ourselves, or You know, I think it was about kind of embodied, almost a kind of embodied prayer where you go into a moment realizing, you know, the paradox of this moment is incredibly dangerous, but then you have access to this feeling and love for people, and it's miraculous what can happen. And I can't say there's a formula to that. All I can say is inherent in the moment is the gift.
Yeah. And that's very interesting. I love that story about the how you went into love. So you transmuted the fear into love, and probably because you did that, it ended up saving your life, you know.
Yes, I don't think it would have ended well if I had. I don't know what else I could have done. I mean, clearly I was up against a wall there.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and I think that final moment that comes through to save us with whatever difficult situation we're in, it always comes out of left field. It's always unexpected. It's never formulaic or strategic. I think that's the nature of, you know, those moments of awakening, is that they're the possibility you never thought of. You know, we get so tangled up in this or that, or you know, or this, or maybe this, or, you know, and it's often neither of the two possibilities. There's always this third entity that comes through like a gift.
Yeah, it does. When you just surrender, when you surrender and give into the moment, the power of now. Eckhart Tolle.
Yes. And it's about surrender for sure. It's a very good word.
Yeah, I love it. Yes, and the interesting thing I thought too was that you said that you didn't set out to help people, but just from, that wasn't your intention, but just from you being in that place of trusting the universe and whatever, and being in the moment and whatever it's going to bring to you, you ended up helping people.
Yes, because if you think about it, we don't know how to help ourselves. I mean, we think we do. I mean, who are any of us to think we know what reality calls for another human being? I didn't feel like I knew that, and I still don't. All I know is that there's a potential in each encounter with other people, with whatever the situation is, for everyone to remember and come more alive. And, you know, and again, there's no formula to that. It's not something you could put in your pocket and take to the bank, but we can get better and better at accessing that miracle, you might say. You know, it's our birthright in life, and we all have access to it. But I think it's about humbly moving into each moment, and it's often right in the face of fear. I mean, the thing we're most afraid of is the place where our next great moment is waiting for us.
That's true. And this also speaks to, believe it or not, the power, the law of attraction, because you get back whatever you send out, and you sent out love. And so instead of sending out fear, if you had sent out fear, then those people would have retaliated probably in a very violent way, possibly. But the fact that you sent out love, you received love back in turn.
Yes, yes. And it wasn't like an idea like I'm going to send out love. It was more like accessing the love that was already there. You know,
right.
It was part of my history. I was just able to access. And, you know, if you think about it, even the people we have the most difficult time with, every once in a while we can access the fact that, you know, there is some underlying love, and mostly the stuff that's in the way of that is usually our own stuff. And so it's not like it doesn't take a certain amount of discipline to keep the fear away. I'm not talking pie in the sky above it all. It's like the fear was right there. There was no question about it. I was shaking in my boots. And yet I had, you know, I think it required some level of will and discipline to get that, to hold that fear at bay long enough to access that love, because it was there. That was the gift in the moment.
That's great. I love this story. We've got to take another quick break. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
To the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York. We're here talking with Jerry Winstrom, world-renowned artist, about the transformational experience he went through in his life. And he tells a story in his book, The Inspired Heart, about Callie the Destroyer. And I absolutely love this story. Now, Callie, I love the name that you gave this woman, Callie, because Callie is a great destroyer. It's the goddess of destroying things. And my little dog, the mascot, yes, the show's mascot, is named Durga, and she's the daughter of Callie, the great destroyer. So so we have a little mascot, a 5-pound Yorkshire Terrier. that's a great destroyer. So, Jerry, tell us about this Callie the Destroyer.
Okay. Well, after I let everything go, I left my life open to whatever came, as told in the last story. And a woman whom I had helped previously shows up one day with a woman who had mental problems, thinking maybe I could help her. And, you know, I invited the two women to tea and we talked a little bit, and it was pleasant and light enough and it was fine. And so then they were getting up to leave. And at that point, the woman who she brought turned and said, "Can I visit you again?" And I said, "Sure." And so several days later, there's a knock on my door, and she comes back again by herself this time. And she was much more intense and much more, she was very seductive. And, you know, she was a large woman and sort of a powerful woman in many ways, but a little bit out of control. And, you know, as mentioned, mentally troubled. And so there was that visit. And I kept making it clear to her that I wasn't interested in personal relationship and I would stay present with her. And that was the end of that visit. And she continued coming. And one day she comes with this boombox and chewing gum loudly and just really in a very chaotic place. But with each visit, she was getting more and more intense and more out of control. And it was really kind of getting scary, but also interesting. And I was really kind of feeling both of those things. Like I couldn't imagine where this was all going to end or what it's about. I didn't understand it. And some part of me, like I think many of us, you know, I was afraid of mental illness. I was afraid. I think that's why we lock mentally ill people up when they really have a psychotic break, because it's so terrifying. You know, we justify it with all kinds of things, but rarely, I mean, I think it's a rare moment that we can actually sit and find the deeper meaning, even in that. Again, that mantra, there's either a God of everything or a God of nothing. And this was a very strange God coming at my door every day. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, finally the last visit she came, and I had my cat who met people at the door, loved people. I just felt her presence before she even knocked on the door. There's this really intense knock on the door. And my cat, who usually runs to the door, runs in the opposite direction. And I go to the door, open it up, and she's completely out of control. She comes storming in and slams the door. And all I could do, there was nothing to be done with it. I just simply sat right down on the floor right there, and I just held the space for her to be what she needed to be. And she completely lost it. She took all her clothes off and started screaming and carrying on. And it was interesting because I felt, you know, there were times when I would start to get a little bit angry with what was going on. The moment I did, she would pick up on that and sort of come at me in an almost violent way. And I would let it go. I'd let my anger go. And she would go back and just keep doing what she was doing. Several times, at one point, she went up to the little loft area where my bedroom was. And she came crashing down the stairs. She had fallen down the stairs and she was glaring at me. She says, she was screaming, "Who are you? I think of hurting you. I hurt myself." And that happened twice, where she, the other time she cut her leg on a nail. It was so intense. And I think that was like what I was saying about the moment I had an angry thought, she would be on me. I think that atmosphere was so charged that a thought became a reality, and her thoughts to hurt me, she would hurt herself. It was that kind of immediate, creative, chaotically creative energy. And the end, and by the end, I just sort of held the space for this to happen. She proceeded to wreck my place. And I had made this funny little sculpture out of the steam heater in the bathroom, this out in the hall. And I always thought it kind of looked like her. It was interesting. And it had steam spurting out of it, you know, every once in a while. They were the old fashioned steam heaters. And she goes out into the bathroom, and I hear all this crashing, and she tore this thing apart and threw the pieces out the window. And she comes in screaming, "Is that supposed to be me? Is that me?" You know, I think she at some level she identified with the steam, blowing the steam. But in the end, she just kept getting more and more, less and less intense. And finally, she ends up crumpled on the floor crying. And earlier that day, someone had slipped an envelope under my door. People would just support my world because I didn't have anything. And I just gave. That was my only, the only rule. I would just give to whoever showed up at my door. And someone had given me $25 in an envelope, and I had put it in my shirt pocket. And at one point when she was crumpled on the floor, she was whimpering and crying, "How can I get home?" And so I simply took the money out of my pocket and handed it to her and for cab fare home. And she left. And that was about the most intense experience that I ever had with another human being. But I think what it did, but let me finish the story first. Mm-hmm. And then after that, my loft was on the Hudson River. And I just walked down to the Hudson River. And the only thing I could think of doing, I was so weak by what happened there. I couldn't have stood it, I don't think, another moment. I mean, the timing had its own perfection. But I just jumped in the water with all my clothes. And it was something about being in the water that just grounded me again. And I was able to go back. But I think in some way, it's what I said about facing fear earlier. I almost felt myself to that everything. All of my fears came up. And one of my fears was of mental illness, I mean, whether it was my own or just mental illness in the world. Like, what do you do with such chaos? How do you handle that? Is there even a miracle in that? And what I found is that it was such a gift and it was so liberating to me. And I think for her, I ran into her several days later and she was so grateful and humble. And I think for the first time in her life, somebody rode it through with her, because she had always been put in an institution when she had those psychotic breaks. And there was something about somebody riding it out with her that I think it disempowered it for her. And I don't know ultimately what happened in her life, but I think some part of her could no longer believe in its destructive power. Because in some way, when we support fear, the fear that she was experiencing, we make it real. And so it's so real that it must be, you know, there must be nothing to be done about it. There must be nothing, no potential for good in it. And I think what we gave to each other in that event was a kind of fearless embrace of even that kind of experience. And I know that I have used that moment over and over again, dealing with really difficult people who've ended up in my life in one way or another. And, you know, and I trust that somehow it helped her life.
Yeah, I think it did. And that's a great story. There's a couple of things here with that. First of all, you're surrounded by all kinds of chaos with her running around screaming, and you did not protect. You did not get caught up in it. You detached yourself. You sat down on the floor. And the minute you got angry, that energy went out to her, but then you withdrew it. So you brought it back real quickly. And she, instead of hurting you, hurt herself. And
yes,
so you just didn't engage. And that is one of the lessons from the Saint Germain Foundation, is that all this chaos in this world, people losing, you know, having to pay their debts or whatever, losing their houses. I mean, when it looks like all this stuff is going crazy, you're losing your job, you're not getting along with your spouse or your significant other, you're not getting along with your kids. If you just step back, you don't engage, you detach, it eventually, you don't give it any energy and it just goes away. Like what happened to the lady? You wrote it out with her, you did not partake in it. And when you saw her again, you know, she was very humbled. She did not come at you and attack you again. And so she transformed. So by doing that, not only do you transform, and you help other people transform as well. And that's a great story. Also, that you didn't buy into the fear either, because it's false evidence proving real is what fear is. And if we can just realize that and think about it, the next time something like this happens that we might go into the fear, we can just realize it's false evidence appearing real. Then we can detach ourselves. And that is where we're able to create, when we can get into that space of love, of detachment, of just being in the moment and not getting caught up in all this. Then we can create, then we can find solutions to our problems, and we can let our higher power, our I Am presence, come in and do the work for us and guide us and show us.
Yes.
So I love it.
And I think, you know, we're never going to eliminate fear and frightening experiences. But I think what we learn to do, and the only way through, is to hold the paradox in a kind of unknowing. And by that, I mean, the fear is always going to be there. It's what I said about the Superman raisin story. It's not like you're going to eliminate it, but to be able to hold the potential for that. And also this abstract sense of something beautiful happening. And it's like, those two things are there. And if you indulge in either of them, you're going to get lost. If you get all pie in the sky, you know, airy fairy with the potential for good, you're going to get lost in that and you're going to get nailed. If you get caught up in the fear, you're going to get lost in that. I think it's about holding this paradox, like space itself, in a kind of unknowing where you don't define it in any way. You don't label it. You don't hold it. You don't identify with it as an ego. You just hold it as a sacred moment. And in that comes the healing. And it's unexplainable. It's no one can own that moment. And I don't think any of us will ever be so blissfully risen above it all that we're not going to experience frightening moments. And as you said, whether it's because you lost all your money or your life is very difficult or you're having marital problems, each of those terrifying moments offers that potential to do, to hold it in a sacred, unknowing place where you have both of those things going on, hope and fear, right next to each other. And mm-hmm. out of that comes again that third entity, which is healing.
That's true. I love it. I love it. We've got to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Jerry about his transformative experience. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on TransformationTalkRadio.com, WBLQ 1230 AM. We are here talking with Jerry Winstrom, world-renowned artist, about his transformative experience. And usually I do what the bleep right about now, but I'm not going to do it this time. You all are going to have to stay tuned and tune in next week. I'll do it next week because there's a message here that I think is very important to get out, and I want Jerry to talk about something that he learned from this. Now, lots of people are afraid just to totally let go, because if they aren't in control and doing all these certain things, then they're not going to be fed, and then they're going to die, but because they'll be starving to death. But there's actually something to learn from being hungry and not having enough to eat. And while you were fasting, Jerry, what did hunger teach you about energy?
Well, I mean, if I used to fast once a week just because I found it would help. I did that for about 20 years. It helped my art at the time. It would help perception. But when I gave everything I owned away, fasting became a whole other animal and actually a little more difficult. And I think, you know, again, if there's that God of everything, that perfection in exactly what was, in what I had given myself to, then that too had a purpose. And I trusted that, even though, you know, the primal thought, as you said earlier about, you know, when you're hungry, you think you're going to die. And, you know, but every story I've told, I may have died as well. And I think fear is always fear, and it's always fear of our demise, whether literally or it's, you know, ego demise. But the thing hunger taught, I think, was that there are other ways to be nourished. And, you know, I know inspiration, you would think it was food you needed, and you may very well have, I needed. And yet I would read something, or I would just have this epiphany, or something would come in terms of, by way of energy and energetic experience, that would just fill me with life again, and would override the kind of basic instinct of hunger. You know, and at times there's a, when food would literally come. I mean, I remember once I was really hungry. I lived up on the third floor of this building. It was a loft building full of artists. The downstairs door was locked. No one was going to be able to come in and give me anything, and there was no going out. I was just there, and I was really at the end of the end, so tired of being hungry. And I had the thought that even God can't help me now. And I've often gotten inspiration from books. And there was a yoga center next door, and a friend who used to run it left all these books and told me I could just have them all. I left the yoga center, but I'd go over and read books. So in an attempt to kind of get inspired and get beyond this hunger that I was feeling, I went and chose a book. And I was looking at all the books, and one book just drew my attention. And I just kept feeling like, oh, that looks boring. I don't want to read that book. And I went to other books, and it kept going back to that book. So I kind of begrudgingly took it off the shelf, and I was angry. I was tired of fasting. And I go and sit down at my little table with the light, and just, you know, out of a kind of, okay, here I am trying to find inspiration, I opened the book, and there in the pages was a $5 bill. So sometimes the miracle is literal. I mean, you also, I think part of the story is, you know, the gods know how to care for the body as well. And, you know, I still don't do anything for money. And all I know is a lot of money has passed through my life. I just got an $18,000 grant to do my art, which is what I'm just doing right now. And I think it's, you know, it's like, again, there's that God of everything. There's no place that next supportive miracle cannot happen. There's nowhere that it can't happen. It's totally available.
That's true. And I love this, because you turned yourself over to the universe, and the universe provided for you. And it still is providing for you, because you've let go. And that's just great. And Jerry, I'm so glad you came on our show today and shared your story with us. It's a very inspirational story. If you want to get more information about what Jerry does and see his art and everything, you can go to, what's your website there, Jerry?
Handsofalchemy.com.
I love that.
Yeah. And incidentally, I'm doing art again. I have another huge body of art, but I do it from a very different place. I'm no longer attached to it. I just do it because it's a part of my life.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, I love it. And your book, The Inspired Heart, An Artist's Journey of Transformation, you can get that pretty much everywhere. It's a must read, I think. There's a lot of lessons in it. I want to thank you again, Jerry, and I want to thank the listeners for listening in. Y'all have been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ AM 1230, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me and how I can help you transform your life and live it the way you want to, visit me at MichelleBondShow.com. Thanks again for listening. Have a prosperous and healthy week, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to TheDrPatShow.com or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.